The following is provided through the IAAIS Program Share Service.
Hello, and welcome to this week's World Traveler. I'm Leah Blackman with the Virginia Voice. Our first article is from the New York Times. In Sedona, a psychic and a skeptic walk into a vortex. On a trip to the Arizona town, a writer tries to understand her mystically inclined mother's beliefs with the help of crystals, meditations, and visits to the area's supposed celestial portals. By Aaron Vivid Riley, October 18th, 2024. On a clear spring day, my mother and I hiked an unmarked spur trail to Subway Cave in Boynton Canyon near Sedona, Arizona. As we scrambled up a cliff to the cave's opening, we heard a little boy ask his father, "Do you think moons could be spaceships? We're always finding more of them." I turned to my mom, who looked at me with wide eyes. "That kid gets it," she said, impressed. I didn't need to ask what she meant. An hour earlier, we had meditated in the shadow of a rock formation called Kachina Woman, a sacred Hopi site and the supposed location of a vortex, a place where energy flows into or out of the earth. These and other attractions draw millions of visitors to Sedona each year. There, my mother had talked about how these areas aren't just about the transfer of energy. They are also points of contact where the mothership will beam the enlightened up to an interplanetary dimension. She said that if we were to time it just right, they, as in our otherworldly spirit guides, would come for her. Sitting in the cool dirt, I felt my breath catch in my throat. Swirling centers of energy I could handle, but actual celestial portals? All I could think to say was, "Can you not leave me yet?" A few years ago, my mother's regimen of yoga and meditation morphed into more mystical pursuits. These included learning about mediumship, the practice of fostering communication between spirits and living beings, and becoming a practitioner of past life regression, a form of hypnotherapy that purports to connect people to their previous lives so that they may better understand their current one. I've always had a practical outlook on mindfulness, more concerned with its productive benefits, such as better focus or sleep, than a search for greater meaning. But I tried to remain open at first, asking about her chat groups, visiting her at a retreat, and agreeing to her offer to guide me on a regression, which was unsuccessful. It soon became hard to hide my concerns, though. My questioning resulted in a disconnect, one in which she felt judged for her beliefs and I felt excluded from her inner world. In an effort to better understand her, I planned a week in Sedona together, a dream trip of hers since this spiritual time began. Over the course of our stay, we visited a healer, crystal shops, several vortexes, and the Center for the New Age, a one-stop shop offering everything from aura readings to chakra realignments. We sat, meditated, and regressed, or at least I tried to. I thought that if I couldn't gain access to my past lives at the center of woo-woo-ness, I most likely never would. So I gave it my best shot. The New Age Capital. The spiritual history of central Arizona's Verde Valley begins with the ancestral Puebloans, whose presence in the Sedona area can be traced to as early as 1500 BC. The communities lived across the Southwest, but traveled to the area for sacred observances. Today, members of the Yavapá Apache Nation visit a tributary of the Verde River, Oak Creek, to perform ceremonies every year. How Sedona got its more recent New Age reputation is debated. Some say it started with a real estate agent named Mary Lou Keller, who founded the city's first center of mysticism in the late 1950s. Ms. Keller proclaimed the area a spiritual hub, which attracted practitioners of the metaphysical and religious New Thought movement that originated in the 19th century, and prospective homebuyers. Others believe it began in the 1980s with Paige Bryant, a psychic who saw Sedona's portals in a vision and is often credited with coming up with the vortex label. Many recall the harmonic conversion of 1987, when 5,000 people gathered in the city to meditate. Today, Sedona, a city of fewer than 10,000 people, receives more than 3 million visits a year, around a quarter of which can be attributed to travelers interested in having a spiritual experience, according to the Tourism Board. More than 100 businesses, crystal shops, psychic mediums, theology bookshops, and vortex tour operators cater to the demand. Depending on your choice of guidebook, there are 4 to 9 vortexes dotted in and around the Red Rock City. Each is classified as either an upflow or electric vortex that elevates and rejuvenates, or an inflow or magnetic vortex that produces grounding energy. Upflow vortexes tend to be atop mountains or mesas, while inflow ones are often in valleys or canyons. While the label often leads seekers to think vortexes are precise points that can be found on a map, the term is more symbolic than literal, said Pete Sanders, an MIT-trained biochemist who runs workshops on vortexes. In his guidebook, Scientific Vortex Information, he directs readers to 8 general energy areas, including the vista from the Chapel of the Holy Cross and the Boynton Canyon Trail. These sites have energy flows that exist in dimensions deeper than electricity and magnetism, and therefore can't be pinpointed or measured, he writes. One morning, as I sat beneath the sacred boot of Cathedral Rock along Red Rock Crossing Trail, I tried to connect with the area's combination energy. According to Mr. Sanders, Cathedral Rock's unique formation of peaks and saddles gives it both upflow and inflow qualities. To help induce hypnosis, I pictured beams of light projecting out of my body and encircling me. When that didn't work, I envisioned the same beams making a figure eight through my body's energy points, or chakras. Into my belly, out my back, through my heart, into my mouth, and out the base of my head. But I couldn't clear my mind of earthly concerns, namely, how I accidentally stepped on a patch of living cryptobiotic soil crust that most likely took centuries to form. During a crystal workshop at the Hotel L'Auberge de Sedona, I imagined myself as a human pendulum and swung toward a carnelian. I tried charging the stone at a spot near the base of Cathedral Rock that my mom deemed sufficiently energetic, and carry it around with me the rest of the trip. Thumbing it in my pocket, I felt reassured by its presence, but I can't say I sensed any of its healing power. At an oracle card reading my mom performed at Airport Mesa, a panoramic viewpoint reached by an easy 3-mile loop trail, I pulled a bobcat spirit card, which represents the idea that not all things in life can be understood through intellect. I let myself believe that at no other time and in no other place could it have applied to me more. In the end, I couldn't reach my higher self, let alone a past one. But as I explored the sunset mesas and painted buttes, I found something else. I discovered that my mom's form of spirituality is perhaps not that removed from how and when I came closest to feeling spiritual, through awe. Energy or awe? In his 2023 book, Awe, The New Science of Everyday Wonder and How It Can Transform Your Life, Dr. Keltner, a psychology professor at the University of California, Berkeley, defines the feeling as being in the presence of something vast that transcends our understanding of the world. Although awe is an emotion, it can also act as a connective tissue that stitches together the everyday enigmas that inform or challenge our philosophies. In this way, it's not unlike empathy. One overcast afternoon, my mom and I climbed Bell Rock, a monumental butte that from afar looks like an anthill, a mound of crimson earth dotted with busy bodies. It's a very popular upflow vortex, which Sedona's tourism board describes as a site that will help you soar to a higher perspective. We set out to find an energy point, sitting and meditating at one spot before trying another. My mom sensed vibrations from a rocky outcropping, which she walked up to and rested her body on. I joined her, arms spread open. I can't say I sensed any cosmic energy, but when she asked me if I felt anything, I realized I did, a warm hum. Dr. Keltner describes the unfolding pattern of feeling awe as such. Acknowledging vastness and the unknown it holds, feeling a vanishing sense of self, and recognizing we could be related to something much larger, which then opens the mind. He calls this final step wonder, and says that those of us who experience brief daily moments of awe tend to feel more comfortable with mystery, with that which cannot be explained. My mother is among the 22% of Americans who, according to a 2023 Pew Research Center study, see themselves as spiritual but not religious, a contingent that may espouse New Age concepts like astrology, a belief in psychics, and the presence of spiritual energy in nature and objects. Many of these beliefs has seen spikes in popularity in recent years, as evidenced by increased traffic to astrology sites, an ever-growing market for healing crystals, and greater demand for psychic reading services. According to the same Pew poll, more than a quarter of Americans also believe in reincarnation, a concept widely held in my mom's Chinese culture. Whether we're able to gain access to our past lives in a different line of inquiry, the field of parapsychology, which studies mental abilities outside the known laws of science and nature, remains rare in academia, with only a few institutions dedicating research units to it, including the University of Virginia. At its Division of Perceptual Studies, Dr. Jim Tucker, a psychiatrist and professor of neurobehavioral sciences, oversees a database of 2,500 stories of previous lives voluntarily reported by children, most of them American. While Dr. Tucker believes that the accounts he's able to corroborate indicate that consciousness may exist outside the physical, he is skeptical about hypnosis-induced regression because the method has proved unreliable for accessing memory, he said. Even so, he said, regression can be therapeutic. Feeling the connection. At Boynton Canyon, we reached Subway Cave to find lots of people. multi-generational families, Instagram couples, and what looked like a bachelorette party. The cave opens out to a breathtaking scene, a flushed red and burnt orange strata, and its ledge provides a perch from which you can take in far-reaching views. My mom and I walked to the end of the shelf to find some quiet. Before we knew it, the crowds around us had left, and only a few people remained in the cave, echoes out of sight. I looked over the valley, closed my eyes, and experienced a familiar mix of feelings, all of which, according to Dr. Keltner, result from awe. I felt small and insignificant in relation to my surroundings, better connected to the life forms around me, and less aware of time passing. I wondered what the ancestral Puebloans must have felt when they first saw it. Next to me, my mother was similarly having thoughts of connectedness, gratitude, and continuity. But there were important differences. Those first people were strangers to me. To her, they could have very well been us in a previous life. I took in the spectacle of nature at its most remarkable. For my mom, it represented a manifestation of a spiritual plane. A single cloud cast a shadow over us, making the silence feel more acute before a sudden breeze broke the stillness. I felt a chill come over me, not quite sure where my mother would be when I opened my eyes. That was, in Sedona, A Psychic and a Skeptic Walk into a Vortex by Aaron Vivid Riley, October 18th, 2024. Our next article is from thegetaway.com. Visiting America's Vortexes, September 17, 2024. If you've ever been to a meditation or yoga class or to any type of New Age gathering, you might have heard about energetic or spiritual vortexes. Unlike the vortexes you learned about in physics class, these spiritual vortexes can't be measured scientifically, as they allegedly don't exist in the physical realm. Rather, they are purported to be swirling centers of spiritual energy that promote healing, positive emotions, and creativity. Often, people report feeling energized and peaceful when visiting a vortex. Plus, many vortexes are located in places of great natural beauty, and some of these locales also feature excellent cultural and recreational opportunities. All of them are fascinating destinations to explore. Sedona. Sedona, Arizona is arguably America's best-known vortex site. The Sedona area boasts four different vortexes, although all of Sedona is reputed to be imbued with uplifting energy. Set in a stunning landscape of red rock desert, Sedona draws spiritual seekers from all over the world. The town has become a New Age Disneyland, with a full roster of holistic health practitioners, shamans, and energy workers, along with metaphysical stores, spiritual retreat centers, and spas galore. Many local tour companies offer guided excursions to Sedona's vortexes. But since the vortexes are located in areas that are open to the public, you can also visit them on your own. Maps to Sedona's vortexes are widely available online. Mount Shasta. This volcano in Northern California occupies a central place in the legends of local Native Americans, who consider the mountain to be a sacred entity with mystical powers. Many other people have also sensed something special about Shasta, beyond its pristine natural beauty and the excellent setting it provides for outdoor activities. In New Age circles, Mount Shasta is considered to be one of the most powerful vortex locations in the United States, if not the entire world. Theories have sprouted, connecting Shasta to Atlantis and extraterrestrial beings. A local tour company, Shasta Vortex Adventures, leads Vision Quest excursions to the Shasta Vortex. Ojai. Set in a picturesque valley filled with citrus and olive groves, the small Southern California town of Ojai has long attracted hippies, celebrities, and refugees from urban life. Ojai is home to 7 energy vortexes, which might contribute to its laid-back atmosphere. Some people also attribute Ojai's special ambiance to the valley's east-to-west orientation, which results in spectacular sunsets that feature a uniquely local phenomenon, the pink moment. This is a brief time in the evening when the mountains that surround the valley are flushed pink by the setting sun. Adding to Ojai's appeal are charming boutique hotels and farm-to-table restaurants featuring fresh, locally grown food. Visitors to Ojai should consult local sources for more information about the precise locations of the vortexes. Eureka Springs. Eureka Springs has long been a special place. In the Victorian era, this small town in the Ozark Mountains of northern Arkansas flourished as a popular resort. The waters from its many springs, reputedly imbued with healing properties, were incorporated into spa treatments. Today, Eureka Springs is still a popular destination. With bountiful natural beauty, a well-preserved historic downtown, and a solid reputation as a healing center and open-minded community, Eureka Springs draws alternative health practitioners, tourists, artists, and quirky characters. Brimming with festivals and offbeat attractions, the town offers something for everyone, according to the locals. So perhaps it's only natural that Eureka Springs would have a vortex as well. It's not as widely publicized as some of the more famous vortexes in other places, but the staff at Eureka's visitor centers might be able to help point the curious in the right direction. Oregon Vortex. More a roadside attraction than a spiritual hub, the Oregon Vortex might not actually qualify as a real vortex. On its website, it's described as a sphere of energy rather than a swirling center of energy, which is how spiritual vortexes are usually defined. Or perhaps the Oregon Vortex is an example of what some people deem a negative vortex, which is a place full of negative energy. Negative vortexes are reputed to cause feelings of depression, anxiety, and illness in some who visit them. In fact, the local Native Americans referred to the area of the Oregon Vortex as forbidden ground. Today, the Oregon Vortex near the city of Medford is run as a tourist attraction. Admission includes a guided tour with demonstrations of the strange natural phenomena that supposedly occur in the vortex, such as brooms balancing upright on slanted floors and balls rolling uphill. Haleakala. The highest mountain on the Hawaiian island of Maui, Haleakala, is the house of the sun in the Hawaiian language, sacred to native Hawaiians and considered to be a center of spiritual energy. The top of Haleakala is where people have reported feeling this energy at its strongest. Watching the sunrise or sunset from Haleakala's peak can be an especially powerful experience. You can visit Haleakala on a guided tour or on your own. There is no public transportation to the summit of the mountain, so if you make a solo journey, you'll need a car. Because of its high elevation, at more than 10,000 feet, visitors to Haleakalai might experience altitude sickness. Ringing Rocks. In eastern Pennsylvania's Bucks County, there is a large open field of rocks and boulders of all sizes. The rocks ring when struck with a hammer or tire iron, and sometimes different tones can be produced by striking different parts of the same rock. Scientists don't know why the rocks ring or how the field of rocks even came to exist. One theory is that they were scattered across the landscape by glaciers during the last ice age. The rocks are located in a park, so the public is welcome to come and strike them to experience the effect for themselves. Reportedly, the field of rocks is also an energy vortex where no vegetation will grow, and allegedly, birds don't fly over the rocks either. Joshua Tree. Explore the mysteries of existence in Joshua Tree National Park. As the sun casts pastel shades over the desert, the meditative ambiance invites you to immerse yourself in a spiritual quest. Nestled in California, where the Mojave and Colorado deserts converge, this surreal landscape is a haven for those seeking communion with the profound. The gnarled yucca trees stand guard over the formidable rock formations. Those massive formations beckon you toward the famed Integraton, where you can experience a mesmerizing sound bath that resonates with the very core of your being. Cedar Breaks. Witness the celestial spectacle at Cedar Breaks, Utah. As the night descends upon this mesmerizing location, the cosmos unveils its grandeur against a backdrop of utter darkness. Recently designated as an International Dark Sky Park, Cedar Breaks offers a lesser-known yet potent vortex site. Amidst the 10,000-foot-high vistas, you may find the veil between the earthly and the ethereal thinning, offering glimpses into the boundless. St. Augustine. Delve into the whispers of the past and unseen energies in Florida's St. Augustine, America's oldest city. The city's iconic lighthouse stands as a sentinel over the historic district, where every cobblestone seems to hum with stories untold. The alleged site of Ponce de Leon's Fountain of Youth is not just a relic of history, but a hotbed of spiritual energy. Roaming through the ancient streets, you'll encounter vortexes that blend historical mystique and spiritual allure, inviting you to delve deeper into the tapestry of existence. Crater Lake. Uncover the mysteries of Crater Lake in Oregon. The serene waters hold secrets as deep as its abyss. The electromagnetic energy emanating from the lake rivals that of sacred lands across the globe. Immerse yourself in the gateway to profound experiences that resonate with the core of your being. Dive into the depths of the unknown and embrace the profound energy of this vortex. That was Visiting America's Vortexes from thegetaway.com, September 17, 2024. That's all for this week's World Traveler. I'm Leah Blackman for the Virginia Voice. This program is also available on demand at www.virginiavoice.org.